The impact of recent fires on Australia's iconic animals has been a major focus both here and abroad. But the blazes which burned millions of hectares of bushland have also pushed some native plants to the brink. In northern New South Wales, scientists are now racing to collect seeds in a bid to ensure the survival of some endangered species. Claire Lindsay explains.
Gavin Phillips is on a treasure hunt in northern New South Wales.
It's pulled up and there's a whole load of Electrion coriaceus, which is a literal rainforest tree here. It's got a whole heap of fruit on it, so we'll go over and see what the quality is.
The scientist from the Australian Plant Bank is searching for seeds on the state's north coast and northern tablelands. His mission is to safeguard the future of native species ravaged by bushfires.
So we'll go and grab our collecting gear, so a few calico bags, things like that, to store the seeds in, and we'll collect from, there's at least three or four plants just here.
The seed officer visits as many plants as possible, taking up to 10% of the seeds so as not to hinder the plant's survival in the wild. Later, he'll take his precious cargo to the plant bank at the Australian Botanic Gardens in Mount Annan.
There, the seeds will be processed, so they'll be cleaned down to make sure that they're just pure seed. We do some initial viability testing on them to make sure that they're actually good seeds and they're not pest damaged or empty or non-viable. And then once we've got that baseline data, we're then able to store them in the freezer systems we have, minus 20 degrees.
It's complex work, but could well be the key to the survival of some species. Chief Botanist at the Botanic Gardens, Dr. Brett Summerall, says the recent fires highlight just how vital this work is. In New South Wales, fires burned 5.5 million hectares of land, and Australia-wide, it's estimated more than 1,000 plant species have been impacted.
Looking at the maps and the extent of the fires that have happened and judging from the intensity of some of the fires, it is likely that there will be a number of plant species, particularly those with restricted distribution, that may be under threat of extinction.
But the process known as rewilding isn't just about regrowing plants and putting them back in the bush. In the fire-affected Blue Mountains west of Sydney, the traditional owners have stepped in to make sure things are done properly. The right plants need to be put into the right place at the right time, so there's no negative impact on the environment. Stephen Wright is the Chief Operating Officer of Durban Local Aboriginal Land Council.
The effects of these bushfires has been so profound, and it's been talked about in many Aboriginal communities that we talk to in New South Wales, and all of those Aboriginal communities feel very deeply their obligation to help with this recovery because they see their country in distress, as we all see the country in distress.
Rebuilding the bush in some areas won't be easy, and it could take 2 years to really gauge the true impact of the fires on our native plant species. But Seedbank Officer Gavin Phillips is optimistic.
While there might be some localised loss or decline here and there, we're hopeful that, yeah, down the track we won't see extinctions, but very early days to tell that yet.
Seedbank Officer Gavin Phillips ending that report from Claire Lindsay.